Chapter 4. Apple Blossoms.
Mama?
Snow White asked, as she, Verona and the Queen stepped into the carriage that would deliver them to the festival.
Is it almost time for the leaves to change?
Yes, dear, the Queen replied. Snow White looked puzzled.
But don't the apple blossoms come out after winter?
The Queen smiled. Most do, little bird. But the apple blossoms in Apple Blossom Meadow are different. No one knows for sure why they bloom in the autumn, but some say that long ago a young girl lost her way in the forest. It was late in the year, near the winter solstice, and the girl was cold, frightened, and hungry. She huddled beneath a stand of apple trees in the wood, and by some strange magic, the air around her became warmer, and the trees blossomed and bore fruit. The child was warm and fed throughout the entire winter, and when the springtime came, she was found by her overjoyed parents, who thought they had lost her to the cold and the frost. Snow White thought about this for a moment, and then she sat back in the carriage and smiled.
I wouldn't want to be apart from you and Papa, Mama. But I do love apples, and it would be so nice to eat them for an entire winter.
The Queen and Verona looked at each other and smiled at the child's innocence. The Queen then looked outside the carriage to notice much fanfare and anticipation in advance of her arrival. She felt guilty for not giving the villagers proper notice of her attendance. After all, she had announced that she would be attending the festival only 2 days prior. She customarily would not thrust herself upon them with so little notice, but she was desperate for a respite from the gloom of the castle. It seemed, however, that her lack of advance notice didn't quell the villagers' excitement, and as the three beauties exited the carriage, a mass of subjects with apple blossoms in hand cheered on the Queen and her party. Petals floated in the air dreamily, settling around, over, and on them. The Queen noticed how striking.